From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm G. Abby Lee reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump was the guest of honor Friday at France's Bastille Day celebrations. It was an elaborate display that included military bands, flyovers by American jet fighters, and a parade that lasted more than 2 hours to mark the centennial of the U.S. entry into the First World War. The American flag flew along with the French flag in Paris, where U.S. troops marched in a parade with thousands of French soldiers, tanks, and missile launchers. More than 3,500 police took positions along the parade route to guard against potential terrorist attacks. The battle for Mosul, Iraq, has gone underground as helicopters hover over the city. Surviving Islamic State militants, both men and women, are now all wearing suicide vests and fighting from basements and tunnels. VOA's Heather Murdoch files this report on the scene.
Helicopters fly low over other parts of Mosul, no longer under threat from IS fire from the ground. But despite a resounding declaration of victory early this week, militants continue to fight from under the rubble they occupy, no more than about 120 meters wide. Soldiers say most surviving militants are foreign, and men, women, and children are wearing suicide vests. The battle is also slowed by close quarters after Iraqi soldiers were injured in airstrikes against nearby IS targets. It is not known if IS still holds civilian prisoners, but at least one Yazidi woman and two small girls were rescued Thursday after being held as slaves.
Reporting from Mosul in Iraq, I'm Heather Murdoch, VOA News.
This is VOA News. A U.S. judge has called for the use of common sense as he expanded the list of eligible family relationships, allowing people from six mostly Muslim countries to obtain visas to avoid President Trump's travel ban. Mr. Trump had sought to block grandparents and other extended relatives from joining family members in the U.S. The UN Refugee Agency reports more than 1.3 million people are displaced in the Kasai region of the Democratic Republic of Congo as thousands of people continue to flee escalating violence and human rights abuses. Lisa Schwan reports for VOA from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency says it is alarmed at the soaring displacements and mounting atrocities against civilians as the conflict in Kasai spirals to new heights of savagery. Just 10 months ago, the killing of a tribal chief by members of the Congolese police and army triggered a series of revenge attacks and counterattacks between the chief's Kamuina Insapu militia and government security forces. UNHCR spokesman William Spindler says the conflict has expanded, with other armed groups forming and committing severe human rights abuses against civilians. Last month, the UN Human Rights Council adopted a resolution to establish an international investigation into alleged gross violations and abuses in the Kasai region. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Thailand is facing a renewed dilemma over the fate of more than 60 ethnic Uyghur asylum seekers amid reports of pressure by China for the group's return. The 62 men and women held in detention centers represent the last of more than 350 Uyghurs found by authorities in southern Thailand in 2014 who are seeking to travel to Turkey. Thailand is a key destination for ethnic Uyghurs, a predominantly Muslim Turkic minority originating in western China's Xinjiang province. Human rights groups say unrest in Xinjiang in recent years was followed by a Chinese central government crackdown against the Muslim community. Titinat Pongsudhirag is a political scientist. He said the combination of fears of another terrorist attack if the Uyghurs are transported to China, combined with Thailand's improving international diplomatic ties, may ease the pressure from China. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has left Qatar with little progress in his shuttle diplomacy aimed at ending Doha's diplomatic standoff with neighbors. I am G. Abby Lee in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.